I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. A federal judge on Thursday temporarily blocked U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order ending the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship. A U.S. district judge called it blatantly unconstitutional during the first hearing in a multi-state effort challenging the order. The temporary restraining order sought by the states of Arizona, Illinois, Oregon, and Washington was the first to get a hearing before a judge and applies nationally. The suits include personal testimonies from attorneys general who are U.S. citizens by birthright and names pregnant women who are afraid their children won't become U.S. citizens. President Trump on Thursday promised global elites lower taxes if they bring manufacturing to the U.S. and threatened to impose tariffs if they don't, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a virtual address to the World Economic Forum, the president took a carrot and stick approach.
Come make your product in America and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth.
But if they don't,
then very simply, you will have to pay a tariff,
which he says will put hundreds of billions of dollars and even trillions into the U.S. Treasury. The president also addressed the Russia-Ukraine war.
I really would like to be able to meet with President Putin soon and get that war ended.
He'd earlier blamed the OPEC Plus alliance of oil exporters of keeping oil prices too high during the war, fueling Russia's economy.
They're very responsible, actually, to a certain extent for what's taking place.
And says if oil prices came down,
the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The World Trade Organization chief warned on Thursday that trade wars would have catastrophic consequences for global growth. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
WTO Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos. During a session on trade, where U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff threats were discussed.
If we have tit-for-tat retaliation, whether it's 25%, tariff 60%, and we go to where we were in the 1930s, we are going to see double-digit global GDP losses. Double-digit. That's catastrophic. Everyone will pay. Everyone.
Trump did not immediately impose tariffs on U.S. imports on his first day back in office.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte warned on Thursday that a Russian victory over Ukraine would undermine the force of the world's biggest military alliance and that its credibility could cost trillions to restore. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
NATO has deployed thousands of troops to deter Moscow from expanding its war into NATO territory. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Rutte said,
if Ukraine loses, then to restore the deterrence of the West, of NATO, again, it will be a much, much higher price than what we are contemplating at this moment in terms of spending up, of ramping up our spending and ramping up our industrial production.
Anxiety in Europe is mounting that U.S. President Donald Trump might seek to quickly end the war in talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on terms that are unfavorable to Ukraine. But Rutte appeared wary about trying to do things in a hurry. I'm Karen Chamas.
The International Criminal Court prosecutor says he has applied for arrest warrants for two Taliban leaders in Afghanistan, accusing them of crimes against humanity for widespread discrimination against women and girls. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The prosecutor for the International Criminal Court in The Hague said on Thursday he was seeking arrest warrants for Supreme Spiritual Leader Haibatullah Akhundzada, along with the country's chief justice. Since Afghanistan's Islamist Taliban returned to power in 2021, it has clamped down on women's rights, including limits to schooling, work, and general independence in daily life. In August last year, the Taliban codified a long set of rules governing morality in line with Islamic Sharia law. The rules are enforced by the Morality Ministry, which says it has detained thousands of people for violations.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.